This is Mark Meredith. I'm interviewing Paul Leffler for Red Dust, February
22nd, 1993. Commissioning on October 19th, 1940.
What is your spouse's name?
My wife's name is Marjorie Garrett. Was Marjorie Garrett.
What did your parents do for a living?
Well, my mother was an old-fashioned homemaker. My dad owned a meat and grocery store and a sausage factory, which he had purchased from his father.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Compton School, Ishmael High School, and Ferris Institute.
What special memories do you have of growing up in this area?
Well, I can remember the downtown streets in Ishmael were much busier. I can remember the wooden sidewalks and trolley cars. And they used to have street carnivals every summer. Many conventions and lodge picnics were held. I can remember how the people used to flock to both theaters. At that time, the Ishmael Theater, besides the Butler. And I can remember the year Talking Pictures first came in. It was 1929. There used to be long lines of people waiting to get in, especially on the weekends. And during the Depression years, in the early 30s, we used to have a special night, I think it was Wednesday during the week, called Bank Night. And depending on the ticket you bought, you could win a set of aluminumware or other gifts for the home that were given away on the stage.
What special features stand out in your mind about the cities of Ishmael and Agani from when you were younger?
Well, years ago, there were a lot of local grocery stores besides my dad's. And of course, they're all gone. And all of those stores at that time had counter service, delivery service, and they issued 30-day credit for their customers. Most of the items sold in the stores were bulk. There was very few packaged goods, no frozen foods available at all. There were no chain stores around at the time. And of course, that's all changed today. And now some of those businesses are parking lots, and others have been converted into different type businesses.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you and your friends do for entertainment when you were teenagers?
Well, there were local dances every weekend at the Anderson Hall. That's the same building that houses the Mining Journal and the Coffee Cup Restaurant. And they also have dances each weekend at the YMCA building that stood where the Senior Citizen Center stands now. The YMCA building also had pool tables and bowling alleys. Of course, they had shows at both theaters all week, and radio programs were very popular in those days. They had mystery ones like The Shadow and Lights Out. Jack Benny program was very popular. And we went fishing and hunting a lot. It was good fishing in Green Creek out here at National Mine, Deer Lake.
Where did the kids like to hang out in town when you were a teenager?
Well, they hung out on the downtown streets. They used to walk what they called the beat from Main Street up and down Cleveland Avenue and over to Division. And they also had the YMCA where they could go and hang around also.
Do you have any interesting or humorous stories to share about these early days in Ishmael and Agani?
Well, I remember one time a bunch of us were going to a basketball tournament in Grand Rapids High School in Marquette. And one of the fellows had an old jalopy. So by the time we got there, we were an hour late, because on the way we had 8 flats. We had to stop and change them or else pump the tire up and keep going until it went down again. That's a lot of flats in 15 miles.
How old were you when you found your first job, and where did you work?
Well, my first job, I worked summers for my dad at the store. I was 13 years old at the time, 13 years old. and I worked until I was 16. Those were the years of 1931 to 1935.
What types of duties did you perform on your first job?
Well, waited on people. There was no self-service available then, and also stocked shelves, put up orders, and delivered them. And then after I came home from Ferris, I started full-time in the store in 1938.
How many total years did you work in your lifetime?
Well, I'd say, counting part-time work, I worked about 52 years. In fact, I'm still working part-time, 2 hours a day delivering papers.
During your lifetime, where were you employed the longest?
Cleveland Cliff Iron Company.
In as many detail as possible, please describe the main duties of this job.
Well, it was typing to be done. It was an office job. I worked in the ore grading and shipping department. Made out weekly, monthly, and yearly reports showing the average analysis of the percentage of iron and in pellets, also the percentage of impurities such as manganese, sulfur, and so forth, aluminum in pellets. Also analyzed the cargoes of pellets that left on the boats for Escanaba and Marquette.
Mm-hmm. Did this job have any special rules or regulations to follow?
No. Outside of knowing how to type. And
how did the duties of your job change over the years?
Well, they basically did the same.
Please describe what your coworkers were like.
They were all very nice and easy to get along with. You had a very nice boss also.
Could you describe some interesting or humorous events that happened during your career?
Well, I worked at several jobs, of course. I worked at Cohodes's. They were a fruit and vegetable jobber downtown. They're not there anymore. And a few years while I was there, I cut bananas. And every once in a while, we'd see some tropical spiders. Usually the spiders got in the banana. When the bananas came in, they were all green and hard. We used to call them stems. They'd come up from New Orleans. They'd come from South America. I remember cutting a bunch there one day, and a fellow was helping me pack the bananas. And I cut about three hands from the top, and I came to a great big white silk cocoon that was like woven right to the stalk. And I said to this fellow that was helping me, I said, "Watch this." So I took the tip of the banana knife, and I cut a little slit in that cocoon. It was about the size of a hand outstretched. And you could see the outside of the cocoon start to move. So I got a quart mason jar and I put it under the cocoon, and then I pressed with the top of the knife, and out plumped a great big tarantula. It fell right in the quart mason jar. And he was on display for a while, and then at various times there'd be, I remember, although I never saw the snake, but different others that worked there would see snake skins coiled up. And I remember one time a mouse, quick as a flash, a mouse ran off the end of the stock over the corner of the wall, and he got over and kind of cornered him. He had a long, long tail. It was a tropical mouse, you know. And when we turned him over, there was about six little pink hairless babies sucking. And that mouse had come all the way from Guatemala, is where a lot of the bananas came from.
At any time, did you feel like changing careers? Why or why not?
No, I didn't really feel like it, because the job paid good and the hours were good. And of course, we had all the fringe benefits too.
What were your biggest responsibilities on the job?
Well, getting the reports out on time and seeing that your work was done neatly.
During your days of employment and beyond, what have been your favorite hobbies or leisure activities? Do you have any special stories about them?
Well, fishing. I enjoy fishing, and I have a garden every year in my backyard. I write poetry on the side. I've had some published in the Grit magazine, Chicago Tribune, In fact, I had one in the Mining Journal last year when they started that page each month. I think it was April. I sent in a poem, and it was printed as being one of the better submissions for that month. Over the course of years, I've received letters from different people that had read it. A woman in Chicago that worked at Sears Roebuck read this particular poem, reminded of her cabin that she used to maintain up in Rock, Michigan. And I've received literature from a woman that used to go around the country giving Shakespearean character impressions.
Have you been involved in any clubs or organizations?
No, not for a long time. I used to be an active member of the Knights of Columbus. I was on the library board from 1986 through 1990.
Overall, what are your fondest memories of your working days and your career?
Well, I think it's the people I've met and the friendships I've made that have made it well worthwhile.
In closing, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, looking back, I would compare life on the way to a roller coaster ride. Lots of ups and downs. All you have to do is hang on and don't let it throw you.
Thank you.
Yeah.